The Department of Education announced this week that on May 5th, it will begin collections on federal student loans that have gone into default. That means borrowers haven't made a payment in at least 270 days. For millions, though, it's been a lot longer than that.
Anyone who's in default on a federal student loan today would have been in default pre-COVID.
Betsy Mayotte runs the nonprofit Institute of Student Loan Advisors. The Education Department said Monday that more than 5 million borrowers have been in default since the first Trump administration paused debt collection in March 2020, when the pandemic hit. The Biden administration continued that pause, even after it restarted student loan payments in 2023. 5 years later, Mayotte says, it was only a matter of time until the government restarted collections, no matter who won the White House.
Department of Education has a requirement to collect on these debts. They're owed to the U.S. taxpayer.
The department plans to warn affected borrowers in the coming weeks of this return to collections. It says an additional 4 million are in late-stage delinquency and could be months or even weeks away from default. There are two ways to get out of default. The fastest is to consolidate loans and agree to new repayment terms.
The federal student loan program is probably one of the most flexible programs that exists when you borrow money.
Scott Buchanan, head of the Student Loan Servicing Alliance, says borrowers need to know. If they're in financial hardship, there are ways to lower their monthly payments. Plus, they can change repayment plans as their circumstances change. Buchanan says borrowers have lots of options, and they're all better than default.